It's time for Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust, the greatest automotive podcast in the known world with Ron Foreman, Brady Wright, and Steve Johann. Let's find out what's going on this week. Hey, we have darn near blown October out of the water. It's the 27th. This is 2020. Brady Wright, Ron Foreman, the founder and president of the Rat Bastards Car Club. Your host, Steve Johann, is the producer. There are dozens, maybe six, listeners to this because it's the 159th episode, and somehow that's appropriate. I don't know why. We're on iTunes, iHeart Podcast, Spotify, of course, Podomatic.com, and Stitcher, and TuneIn, and Player FM, and Podbay, and CastBox, and the horse you rode in on. So thanks for liking and following our Facebook pages. That's all cool. And the latest shows, of course, are on our archives at Podomatic in case you want to go back and listen to stuff that we did 2 years ago. Right now, our first segment is, as always, Back to the Blacktop, where Steve has rooted through the garbage can at Hemmings Auto News and come up with cool stuff to talk to this week.
Well, I did come across something in Hemmings, but I'm not going to pull that one up right away.
Oh, so, fine. Make me look bad.
The tension builds.
Yes, it does.
Attention, mounts. We score an ounce.
What?
Remember that song?
No.
Venus and Mars. The song
Venus and Mars rock show?
Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Paul Rennie.
Now I'm really old because
okay.
I do remember it.
Sorry, every time you say a word, song comes to mind. Anyway, update from the Uber Lyft contractor employee status with California. And here it is. Uber and Lyft suffered another setback in their fight against having to classify drivers as employees in California and are now counting on a ballot initiative to block the full implementation of a new state law, which limit employees' ability to designate certain employees as contractors, employers, i.e. So, they are putting on the ballot. It allows the people to vote. And if it's like Washington State, we
only
have...
Only in California.
Well,
hey,
but
let's
no,
hold on
let,
what
let's
we think
face
the laws
it.
Should be today.
No. in the state of Washington, we have a lot of referendums... repeals.
Easy for you to say.
We got a lot of things up on our vote ballot that says, do you agree with what they push through? And we go, no, we do not.
And they do it anyway.
Well, but
we're
trying
supposed
to
have $30 car tabs.
Well,
need
they're
I remind
doing, they're
you.
Trying to push through a bunch of crap. So anyway,
yes.
We have the ability, if we get the majority vote, to get that off there. Of course, that doesn't always work. But anyway, they're hoping to do the same thing down there in California. So good luck on however it shakes out. And while staying in the courts, we have just come across this. German prosecutors in Stuttgart are dropping an investigation into former Volkswagen CEO Martin Winterkorn and any role he may have played in the manipulating and of the, you know what, emissions control scandal.
Nine.
Yes. And it follows similar moves by other top VW executives. They're basically saying, you know, we probably got our money now. And now it's time to move on to bigger and better things. And so they're kind of like pretty much dropping all the charges.
Sounds like a bunch of sauerkraut to me.
I don't know.
I know. Hey, sauerkraut. My dad used to make that as a kid. His parents used to do that because they're German. In the world of mergers and acquisitions, here comes the following news. The $38 billion merger between Fiat Chrysler Automobiles and Group PSA. And PSA stands for Peugeot Citroen Brands.
How does S stand for Citroen?
I do not know, but that's their two brands. Peugeot and Citroen are under that. And they are nearly almost to the point of getting approval by the European Union antitrust regulators. This will create a new industry giant called Stellantis, and it will be their new company. So, again... If you can't beat your competition or just have a nice rivalry, what do?
Them.
You absorb them and build an even huger company.
It's the blob.
It is the blob. This is how things have gone for, well, throughout history, this is how corporations work. They are never happy with their own piece of the pie. Now, comes some good news, and I call this good news. From the self-driving front, Tesla's long-promised and much-delayed full self-driving software update finally has been released, albeit in limited beta form. But anyone expecting to turn the system on and stretch out and snooze while Tesla takes over will be in for a big surprise. Because the California EV maker accompanied the upgrade with clear warnings that motorists will need to remain completely vigilant and ready to take over at any moment's notice, stating in the notes accompanying the release of the automaker warned, may do wrong thing at the worst time.
So how is this an improvement?
Yeah,
this is exactly what's been going on.
This
ever
is
since.
Great news because they're once again announcing that this doesn't work.
Right.
And we don't want automated. I'm saying it's good news for me.
Oh, I see. Because
I don't want automated cars on the road.
No.
As long as possible. There's a huge, like I said last week, the globalist agenda is basically get you out of your car, get electrified, get you out of the gas power so they can control everything.
Isn't Mercedes trying to get a truck?
Yes.
Automated.
Oh, there's
that?
All the truck makers darn near.
Here's the thing. It's
scary.
Not difficult to automate a vehicle. You can do that. It's just you can't control what happens to it when it's out there amongst other drivers.
That's
so if
right.
you had nothing but automated vehicles on dedicated tracks or roads or someplace
right.
like that.
It's called a train.
You could make that work, but we have those since, you know, 1709 or something, when were trains invented?
Walt Disney,
right.
where are you? We need you here.
Yeah, it's like, you're killing yourself to reinvent something that's 200 years old. It's just, call me crazy. But
call me crazy. Crazy Brady.
Earth to Grady. Earth
yep.
to Brady.
Yep. Well, as a way to combat restrictions placed upon dealerships, one dealership is offering curbside mobile service as an addition to their current fleet service. And they're seeing very good growth. And I thought, you know, fleet service where you go around in your mobile truck is a great thing to do. And
sure.
it's been around forever and ever.
They used to call it truck jobbing.
That's right. Well, now they're doing it to, hey, we'll take that minute lube and bring it to your house. So you don't have to come in there and deal with the social distancing issues and the restrictions.
A lot of car dealers do that.
But the car dealers have been doing this.
No, the car detailers.
That's
what I'm
saying. The detailers have been doing that forever.
In fact, our guest, Tyran Shine,
yes.
is exactly that.
That's right.
He does really well. And he comes to your place and he doesn't need any extra stuff.
So what's been old hat for other segments is now becoming passé and new for dealerships to take on as an additional
Well, they're looking
money
at a revenue stream that now that I mean,
new,
since we're still
a
doing
new revenue
this
stream.
Yeah, since
a
we're still doing
new.
This, you know, social distancing thing, they got to find some way to do the
make
do
some
the
money.
Work. Yeah.
Make some money.
It makes
somehow.
Sense.
It really is. It really is. Now we've got a really cool thing and I came across this and it's tomorrow. But Alfa Romeo, there is actually three Alfa Romeo Berlina Aerodynamica Technica concepts being sold, all three, 1953, 1954, and 1955. The Carrozzeria Bertone.
Stop. No, you're killing
okay.
me.
Okay. You read that, Brady. You try
me.
To read that.
Okay.
This is
where is it?
Right there.
I don't see it. Just a second.
It's right down there in the bullet points. These are wonderful, wonderful, wonderful.
Okay, so Alfa Romeo, it's Romeo, by the way, not Romeo. Alfa Romeo Berlina Aerodynamica Technica. So that's the name of the company. They have part of Sotheby's for a forthcoming contemporary arts evening sale in New York, which is going to be, again, tomorrow. So designed by Franco Scaglioni, executed by Carrozzeria Bertone over the 1953, 54, 55.
Concept cars.
Yeah, concept cars. So they come from a single long owner who's had them all rat-holed away for forever.
These are beautiful.
They're selling them as a triple.
Yes.
And the estimated estimated prices, the pre-auction estimates, are between 14 and 20 million for the set. Wow.
These are
nice.
Beautiful, beautiful.
I'm sure
they all look
change.
Like race cars.
I'll take two.
Yeah.
Exotic race cars, and they are just phenomenal.
Oh, they're race cars.
Yeah.
No, they're concept cars.
Okay.
But
concept
they
cars,
look
yeah.
like race cars.
Yeah. Okay. 1953, 54, 55. So you're spending $14 to $20 million
yes.
for three cars
okay.
with drum brakes. Just tossing that out there.
Well, you're not going to drive them.
No, you're not.
I think someone's going to snap them up like that.
It's
I think
like
they'll go
a cash
for
a gold.
It is.
Because they're
Zuckerberg will buy them.
Exactly. Somebody with so much cash.
Somebody with that kind of disposable income.
Doesn't matter. And they'll park them in their living room as a display.
Yep.
You know, because these guys have living rooms the size of Draeger's.
Speaking of which, we'll talk about that a little later. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, coming up on the Windshield View, we go all the way from Nashville, Tennessee, and find builder and columnist Tommy Lee Ring. He's going to be with us on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. Coming up next. Cartoons Magazine is back. You know those crazy car comics from the past. They've returned in the all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of brand new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine full of one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available at your local comic book store, newsstand, and directly through Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com. That's cartoonsmag.com, where you can subscribe to a whole year's worth of fun. Cartoons Magazine, there's nothing else like it.
This is Mario Andretti, and you are listening to the Horsepower Chrome and Rust. Stay tuned.
I'm more resourceful than I thought.
My suit can still make an impression.
My video games are still game changers.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill,
it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Now my stuff gets a second chance.
And will give someone in my community
a second chance too.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. That's goodwill.org. This message brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Listen and imagine. It takes 5 seconds to send a text, and for those 5 seconds, you're driving blind.
Life is worth more than a text.
Stay alive. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org, a message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, Noise, and the Ad Council.
In 95, I helped tow your trailer. And in 09, it was sparks from me, your chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My mind's out of gear, and my heart's in overdrive. I've everything to fear. I ain't never been more alive.
Horsepower Chrome and Rust is back for the first half of the Windshield View. We have a special guest this evening. It's builder, former columnist, and has lots of tips for hot rodding and building and all kinds of really cool stuff. Welcome, Tommy Lee Ring.
Hey, Tommy.
Hey, buddy. I'm glad to be with y'all.
We're glad to have you. We should mention that for those of you who were fans of or subscribers to Rat Rod Magazine, which was just an epic piece of information for years. It's gone now, but man, it's sadly missed. Tommy was a columnist, regular columnist at Rat Rod Magazine for years, and I'm not shining you on in the slightest. Your column was the reason that I decided I wanted to build my own car.
I remember that. I remember that, Brady.
Oh, yeah, you
do. Because that's what inspired him to come on the show.
That. No, man, it was awesome. In fact, I know exactly the column it was, too. You started talking about how you could build a car. You could build a rat rod for $1,500.
Yes, sir.
Remember that one?
Sure did.
And
oh yeah,
you
man.
Were. I mean, you were all over it. And because I'm saying nothing when I say that I'm nowhere close to as good at doing this as you are. But you made it look so easy. You had great detail, and you drew out. You said, here's what you can do, and here's the a thing that if you want to build. And I'm a builder. I like building stuff. I built canes and swords and knives and guitars and motorcycles and stuff. But I'd never built an entire car, and I thought, this guy made this simple. I can see how this would work. Now, I'm going to have to learn how to weld, but that's okay.
It's just
a skill. You know, I can do that. So, yeah, man, yep. You put me on the path, and I'm sure thousands of other people, too. That column was really well-received. So I just want to say thanks as we start off.
Well, I really appreciate that, man. It's funny. Steve Thamer called me in 2010. And I had a car, one of my best friends here in Nashville, his daddy was Marty Robbins. So no. Marty bought a 33 Plymouth, and that's where it all started right there. I'd been doing cars for years, but that 33 Plymouth, a buddy of mine here in Nashville that does album covers for stars.
Sure.
And they were over for supper one night, and he said, what are you doing out in the shop, man? I said, check out this Plymouth. Of course, he knew Ronnie. They're buddies, too. And he said, I'm going to get this car in a magazine if it kills me. And he started out, and It narrowed down to rat rod and rebel rods, if you remember that one.
I do, sure.
And rebel rods, their requirements were a little stiffer, and he said, let's go with this. So what happened was Samer was going to run the story, and it was just a filler ad. That's all it really was filler material. And he called me early, I mean at the crack of dawn on a Saturday, and he said, man, I owe you apologies. He said, if I had read that article, he said, I'm on my way to print like right now. That's where I'm headed. And he said, if I had read that article, he said, you would have had the cover. So he said, I'm going to make it up. He said, man, anything you build, you got the cover anytime you want it. So we talked about an hour, and he said, would you be interested in writing a column for Rat Rod Magazine? I said, well, what would that look like? He said, well, you'd be covering the car shows in the South. I said, I'm really not interested in that. I said, I would be interested in a tech article.
There you go.
So he said, all right. He said, that suits me. He said, what do you got in mind? I said, building a rod from scratch, because at that time, that had never been done.
Uh-huh.
I collected magazines from the time I was a small child, and I've never seen a full build in any magazine
mm-hmm.
ever. And I thought that would be something that would be really clever. So he said, go for it, man. So we started, and we were about, oh, Lord, probably 6 or 7 issues maybe into it. And he called me one day, and he said, man, you have literally doubled the readership of Rat Rod Magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
He said, it's going crazy. And at that time, they were international. They were in all the Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Walmart, and all that. But as time went on, they ended up in 16 countries. And I started in the beginning, I would get email and text and Facebook from, you know, a lot of different states, and then it became different countries.
Sure.
So somebody
oh, yeah.
was really grabbing hold of that and running with it, and it just took off.
Congratulations.
Well, I mean, the right idea at the right time, too. I mean, I got to tell you, I saw that. I subscribed to Rat Rod Magazine from issue 1. I mean, that was,
wow.
I saw it and I went, nope, that I got to have this. And then I saw your column
cool.
and I went, oh, my God, this is exactly what, you know, I've been looking for. And I mean, I could, I literally, this is how bad it was, Tommy. I'm kind of fanboying here for a second, but I'd literally pulled the columns out of the magazines, and I put them in a binder with notes on what I was doing for each stage of it. And I still got the binder,
yep.
and the build, you know,
wow.
the build progressed. You inspired me, man, and I know I'm not alone.
That's cool.
I am not alone.
Cool.
Well, I really appreciate that, man. That makes it worthwhile. Sometimes you know, I was sitting here, I was pulling my hair out because all of my skills lie in two areas, and that's music and cars. That's I meet up with both. So when it comes to spelling and doing paragraphs, so what ended up happening in the beginning, Steve would call me and he said, man, you got to do something, brother. He said, I'm having to totally rewrite these articles. He said, there's no punctuation. He said, I don't know what's a sentence. I don't know what is a paragraph. And he said, man, and so I'm having to clean all this up. And he let me, so I got my kids involved, and they would do that part of it for me. I just rough it out. And then eventually he said, you know what? He said, I'm going to let you go. You just do it your way. Well, however you talk, that's the way you do it. And then from then on, that's kind of the way it went down. And my daughter would at least get words spelled right.
You know,
she let
right
me
on.
Ramble sometimes 15 sentences before.
Oh, man. Tommy, I'm telling you, I'm right with you. I was heavy into music years ago and played in bands, wrote lyrics. And that eventually led me into writing a lot and writing newsletters for my business. And I'd take and give my newsletter to my wife. She'd do all the editing. And to this day, I do a tremendous amount of writing. And it's a flow out of the brain. And in 15 minutes, I've got 2 pages down easily, 3, 4. But it's 2/3 of it is read. And so it's like then the editing takes 10 times as long because I'm the same way. I'm not a speller, but I'm a good communicator. So I'm 100% with you. But see, you've got the gift of communication, and that's really what really matters. And you sold probably who knows how many issues of that magazine just because people like Brady and people all over the world picked it up and said, I get this. This is me.
You know, you also
congratulations.
You also said in there something that I kind of want to play with a little bit. You're talking about your kids, your daughter. I know that you started off doing, you know, what a lot of guys do. You turned your hobby and your passion into a living, and you've been building cars forever. But lately, I mean, over the last several years, you got your kids. I know I've seen pictures of your daughter in the shop. She's doing things as well. So what does it look like at Ring Rods now these days?
Well, it's, you know, my kids, I've got a son that's, my daughter's 28, my son is 32,
yep.
And my grandson is 9. And it's just like, you know, a lot of stuff I get in there at night. If I'm trying to be really creative and trying to get the juices flow, but once I get what I'm doing in my mind, that's where they step in. I've taught my daughter to weld. She is a phenomenal welder. And she said, I want to build hot rods. So she started on a 48 Ford. And then midway through that car, she had some great ideas and just petered out. She got a boyfriend. That ended it. So I said, look, you can't do this. I'm midway in this article. So she said, well, let's just do it a family thing. So then my son, you know, we all got involved, and he did a lot of the hard, like did a California rake on the top and stuff. And she did the clever stuff, and she did a lot of welding on that truck. And so you might, and then my grandson, we're raising him, so he's like my own kid. I mean, he's in the shop all the time.
Excellent. Well, hey,
so
Tommy,
it's just a hodgepodge.
Hang on. We got
cool
more.
Thing. We're going to jump back in. It goes really, really fast. Stand by. We're going to be back with Tommy Lee Ring on Horsepower Chrome and Rust. You're into cars, you love a good time, and you'd rather build it than buy it. You just might love the Rad Bastards. We're a family-oriented, nonprofit organization. We believe in 1969 and older, in the rough is enough. Real steel and iron, old-school, traditional hot rods and rat rods. We get together, have fun, help each other build, and cruise like crazy, because that's what car clubs are supposed to do. The Rad Bastards are a new class of old-school, and our signature event is the Infestation every July. Join us at cruise-ins all over the Puget Sound and on the Rad Bastards Car Club page on Facebook.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sensory sensitivity, repetitious behavior, lack of eye contact. You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America.
I adopted Bento in 2010 from a shelter. A lot of people know him as Keyboard Cat.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh, then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie, I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No, not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the app.
Yes, we are, and you are listening to the second half of the Windshield View on Horsepower Chrome and Rust. And let's get back to the conversation that we had to cut off with Tommy Lee Ring. And go ahead and continue. You were talking about your daughter getting caught up with the boyfriends and not being able to finish
up the
car.
How'd that project end up finishing?
Well, we finished the project. I mean, it's finished now. The only thing it needs is a windshield. And she ended up breaking up with the kid after the fact. But so she's back in she's full swing in. But
boyfriends come and go, but cars are forever? Is that?
Well, it's just things look different because, you know, 3 years ago I started writing for Ride Authority, which is a magazine out in L.A., and their sister magazine was Street Muscle. So I started writing for them at the same time I was doing Rat Rod, and their rule was you couldn't duplicate material. So I was literally building two cars at a time for the last 3 years. And then, but what's happened now, of course, both those magazines have gone belly up. So what I'm doing now, it almost feels weird. I don't have that pressure on my neck. So I'm doing things that I would like to do. I pulled an OA model logging truck out of the woods, and I've got it going, and then I've got an A model car sedan, and trying to do those both at the same time right now.
That's fun. So you literally pulled it out of the woods?
I literally did. A guy said, if you got $500, come get it. And it literally had, what it was an A model truck. They had taken the bed off, and it had a motor back there with a huge flywheel. And they had backed that A model up to a sawmill, hooked the belt around it, and that's what drove the saw.
Got it.
And
sure.
I just thought that'd be kind of a novelty, but I'm not going to do the sawmill truck, but the cab and everything I'm using, and
right on.
Just you know,
I'm going
to up and do a small block Chevy.
I'm going to send you a link, because we had a guy on the show a few months ago. His name is Quentin Folk, and he lives in Iowa, and he's like a 27-year-old kid, and he works at his dad's, basically, you know, auto recycling outfit, and he pulled a Model A out of the mud in a creek bed in a dam,
yep.
And he's recycled everything. He built the entire car. He's got a Facebook page called the Resurrection of the Dead Model A or something. I'll send you the link to it. I think you guys would get along really well. He's a huge
oh, that's
fan.
Great.
That's cool.
That's great.
Rod's got something he was going to ask. I don't know what it was.
I know you're talking about your family. I know you're talking about your family. How's the COVID doing with you guys? You guys staying healthy and avoiding
you
all
know,
that crap?
We have, and I can't. I mean, in my world, I can't speak about New York or whatever. But in my world, I don't see it. I mean,
no,
if I had to gauge by what I see in Nashville, I wouldn't even think it was real. I mean, I've heard about cases, but I haven't seen anything. And I can't see where anything's really been altered that much other than, you know, you put on a mask to walk in a restaurant. The minute you get in, you take it back off. So we're doing great in that
Good.
Way. And it just really hadn't affected anything as far as, you know, business wise or any of that.
My daughter, and, my granddaughter right now, she's going through, she's just, they're testing her right now. And they got the whole family quarantine. My daughter and my son-in-law, my grandson and my granddaughter, they're in quarantine right now.
You know, that's
until they get the test results back.
Yep.
But you know, your heart is definitely speaking volumes about our hobby. And it's really a blessing to be able to make a living with it. And it's sure an honor to meet you, Tommy, and looking forward to seeing more of your tips and suggestions on your Facebook page. The magazine may be down,
man,
but you're still on Facebook, and I really appreciate you staying on there and handing out your ideas and suggestions. It's really cool.
Actually, to tell you the truth, I'm thinking about, as far as my website, I'm thinking about the management company I'm with did a thing called In the Shop, and I haven't done anything with it. But they said, we're going to put that on there, and if you decide to do bills, and I was actually thinking about maybe starting where, like, once a month, there'll be an article and a car and the details, and just follow through with that every month. So
I'm looking forward to that. That'd be cool.
So if you decide to do that, let me make you an offer. If that turns out to be a thing and you decide to jump that way, include us in the process and let us talk about it on the show for the month that you do. I mean, whatever, if you do it like the fourth week, we'll, you know, let us know that it's going to be the fourth week, and we'll do a check-in
and talk
about whatever it is on the show.
Oh, that would be great.
We'll make a win-win
That'd
for everybody.
Tremendous.
So do you...
I thought what I would do is I had started a truck, a 42... Buddy of mine, Chattanooga's son, bought a basket case, a 42 Ford truck, and there was nothing together, and he realized pretty quick he's in over his head. So I bought that, and just as I had finished up an article with Rod Authority in California, And he said, what's your next article? And I said, I've got an idea, man. I said, everybody's into shop trucks right now. That's kind of COEs and shop trucks is what's in.
Oh, yeah.
So I said, what about if I do a shop truck and I'm going to call it Champagne Shop Truck on a beer budget? And sham
nice.
Would be spelled S-H-A-M.
Of course. Of course.
Truck. Nice.
So he said, I love it. I said, well, I already started work on the truck. And so, but I finished that truck, but I've got all the pics. It's never been written about, but I've got all the pics. It's completed. It's running. And I thought maybe I would start there because it, I wouldn't have to put that much legwork into it. I could just do it, you know, once a month, feature like how I found the cab and what the parts
cool.
and all that and how it went together.
Nice. And that'd be big
something
fun.
Something I never, ever, ever do, I build my own frames because it's just easier and it saves you money in the long run. But that truck, my son had blew the motor in his 99 Mazda pickup. And he couldn't get, steel was down. He couldn't get anything for the price of the truck. So I said, well, let me just take the truck. Stripped all the body and
sure.
I started searching. And everybody had said, do not use a Ford Ranger frame. It's like use S10. Do not use that. And I thought, well, why in the world would that be? Well, I found out real quick why, because it has a 9-inch kick up in the back. And
yeah,
then also
uh-huh.
the cab pads, the front sets real low and the back's real high.
Yeah.
I thought, well, surely to goodness, and a Ranger back end has like a 4-foot spring, leaf spring. So I thought, well, you know, if you drop that down. So I dropped it down to 28 inches. Well, that dropped the back end down, and I changed the pads, and the frame fit under that 42 Ford like
nice.
It was made for. The wheelbase
nice.
Was identical. I didn't
perfect.
Have to change anything, just those. So this truck would be unique to somebody that really didn't weld, that could just take that frame, change
yeah.
the leaf spring in the back, and go with it.
Oh, that's great. So now, and are you going to have, you got details on this one on your Facebook page, on your website?
No, he's holding out.
No, but I've got all the pictures. See, as
yeah,
I was
yeah.
filming, I built this truck in mind for Rod Authority magazine. And
right.
And they went belly up before we got to it. Like what? Like before I finished the project, before this one, he said, well, what do you got coming up? What are we going to follow up with? And I said, I've got the idea for this truck. And
this is great.
So that was going to be my next article, and then they went out.
Oh, I see. Hey, you know,
so
I even have a
there with all the picks.
I even have a theme song for this truck for you. I seriously do.
Really?
Yeah, sure. You familiar with a country a cappella group called Home Free?
No.
I'm going to send you a link to this song. It's called Champagne Taste on a Beer Budget.
Are you kidding?
I am not kidding in the slightest. I'm going to send it to you as soon as we're off the air. You will crack up. We could if they could.
We could go for hours.
Oh yeah, this is there's no end to this. This is magical.
Well, maybe you'll have to put them in touch with this guy.
I can do that.
Sure. And you're being out of Nashville. I got a quick question now. Brady knows all about you, and it's do you have a shop that you actually do work for other people instead of just yourself?
Yeah, I do some. In fact, I've got a car. This is a weird one. And I ordinarily would not take this on, but I take on projects for people. This one, this lady is a mover and a shaker in Franklin. You know, Franklin's one of the suburbs of Nashville.
Right,
She's an artist. She has an art gallery. She cuts the star's hair. So she's a stylist, but of renown, of course. And just the most bizarre lady. She's 70 years old, and she said, I just found out about rat rods, and I was born for this. I want in on it.
Nice.
And she said, I've got a car I want you to rat out. And I'm thinking, hoping that it's something, you know, 30s, 40s.
Sure.
No, it's not. It's Ford Taurus.
Oh, no.
And she brought over, and I said, oh,
no.
My God. And I said,
that's
well,
great.
I said, in the first place, I said, you're not going to get in on the major shows because most
no.
are 63 and back. Some are
oh, yeah.
72, but not any newer than that. And this is like a 79. And she
oh.
said, well, I just want it for advertisement. What can you do to rat it out? And I said, oh, my God, here we go. But she's got plenty of money, and she said, just you can't hurt the car. Do anything you want to do.
Well, there you go.
So
you
I
could
thought,
do
well,
a,
why not?
You
I
could
mean,
do a rap.
It's not something I would do, but.
A
what
rat
year is it?
Rod Taurus.
What year is it?
Yeah, I don't know how that's
79.
I really don't. I don't.
Man, that's
Well, you know,
about half the front end on those things are plastic, aren't they?
No, I've got
it is plastic. The only thing I can think that makes sense.
Yeah.
Is my daughter had some great eyes. She said, "Well, you know, the ladies at Stylus do things with combs and scissors and blow dryers and curling irons."
Now you're talking.
And so I'll go that whole theme, because she's going to keep it at her salon. So if my name's got to be linked to it,
yeah,
sure.
You know, it's got to be something at least is catchy.
You need like rusty straight razors and stuff.
So
you could do a patina wrap.
Yeah.
Patina wrap.
That's great stuff.
Well, I'd be afraid I'd use a straight razor on my own throat.
Well, you weld it to the car, so you're going to have that happen.
And dull the blade, you want to fall on it.
Well, I'd find a way to brush up against it.
Yeah. I got that same talent.
So now, Tommy.
That's good stuff.
I'll tell you the truth.
Go ahead.
I built 25 cars in the last 9 years, and I've got 12 at the shop here right now that has been either projects for magazines or this or that or something else. But that kind of tells you that I do build cars for people, but I'm not a shop in the sense of come get your tires changed.
Okay.
We'll change your oil. It's not like that.
No.
It's like if I hit somebody and they want something, if they want a top chopped or, you know, some weird something, or they want a roller or something like that, I've done a few of those.
So are you
so
involved?
It's just a world.
I was going to say, are you involved with music there, Tommy?
Oh, big time, big time. I've started playing at 5. My daddy was a preacher, and I had no choice but to play Southern Gospel. That's all,
of course,
that in his mind that God would allow. So when I got up about 8th grade, I started slipping out, got rock bands, went from rock band to rock band, got out of school and got wild as a buck. Disco was coming in, played disco, and then started doing Holiday and Ramada Inn circuit, and eventually ended up at the Palomino Club out in Hollywood.
Nice.
And did wrote for a jingle studio for a while and played for a lot of different artists. So, I'm eat up with
you. Oh, now see, now you touched something. I spent 25 years in the broadcast business. I got to know, which jingle studio did you write for?
It was called Soundplex Creations. And what there was a company in Memphis called Tanner.
We used Tanner products all the time.
Tanner went to jail, if you remember, for embezzlement.
I do, yes.
And Soundplex Creations picked up on the tail end. They were already giving him a run for his money.
Got it.
And they kind of picked up, and my jingle load was 8 jingles. I wrote 8 jingles a week. That
Wow. I remember between Tanner,
music.
Between Tanner and Soundplex and Pam's out of Dallas. Those were kind of the big three there for a while.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here's what I love. They would say, here's what you do. You go meet the client. You figure out what their hook is. And if they don't have the hook, give them a hook.
Yep.
Find out what kind of music. Well, I'd go one week. You would go, and the guy would, this company would say, well, I like Doobie Brothers. Next one, well, I like Loretta Lynn. So you're all those different kinds of music was what I was writing. 8 of those a week, and I figured out early on, I kept seeing these two guys, they'd been doing it for years, and they would get rejected and lose the gig. So I thought, you know what I need to do is write 3 jingles for every client, and they'll pick one.
Sure.
You know, if I only give them one, and that worked. I never did get rejected.
Nice.
Yep. Plus, you got 2 in the can for somebody
else. Innovative.
So.
Pretty innovative.
Yeah, I could always use it again.
Yeah. Hey, Tommy, this has really been cool. So, I mean, we could easily do this for another 2 or 3 hours. But I want to make sure we get your Facebook link and stuff. We're going to put that up on the show link when we send this to you. We're going to send you a link to the show. We'll put the Facebook page up there as well so people can find you. We'll talk about your business. And I want to make darn sure that if it comes to fruition with that show a month, let us know what we can do to help you out, because that sounds like a lot of fun.
That would be cool. Win-win.
Oh, great, man.
All right, man.
I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for taking the time. It's Tommy Lee Ring from Ring Rods in Nashville, Tennessee. Not only a metal bender and fabricator to beat the band, but a musician as well.
Yes, a jingle musician.
A jingle musician.
You know, he probably knows the sax player guy that made it pretty big doing a lot of jingles and
Boots
or
Randolph.
Yeah. Jeez, but
thanks. Oh, yeah. That's cool.
Thanks for being on with us, Tommy. We appreciate it. And folks, you're listening to the greatest automotive information show in the known world. and a great hot rod story you can share with your friends is coming up next on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust.
It's been an honor, Tommy.
Today we decided to walk to school. The light counted. 15, 14, 41,
31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Street. Danny's smart, but he gets distracted. I realized he forgot his homework. I hope he doesn't have another bad day at school.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org.
Hey guys, this is Carl with Garrett's Rod Shop on Horsepower, Chrome, and Rust. And these guys are great, so listen up.
Cartoons Magazine is back. You know those crazy car comics from the past. They've returned in the all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of brand new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine full of one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available at your local comic book store, newsstand, and directly through Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com. That's cartoonsmag.com, where you can subscribe to a whole year's worth of fun. Cartoons Magazine, there's nothing else like it.
Okay, Forrest Animal. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiver.
It's time for Car Confidential, and we're back with another story with Fenders, Fins, and Friends. Let her rip, Brady.
Oh, yeah, let her rip, Tater Chip. Well, actually, since Lance has been so forthcoming letting us read stories from his book, he occasionally sends me stuff like, you know, emails or texts, you know, expressing his amusement and sheer awe at how cool we are for having done that. And
in
of course,
he's
impressed that we use his stories.
He's, well, you know, and let's face it, he
they're good.
He dotes on me. He wishes he was
me. He loves you.
He wishes he was me.
He wants to take you for a ride.
He sent me this last week.
In his car.
He said, "Gentlemen, I'm loving your podcast. I hope the number of listeners continues to grow." Wait. "Last week, the story read on the air referred to an adventure I had in my 62 Corvair, with Brady commenting that he'd like to know the rest of the story. Well, how about reading Savoring the Pits tonight? It's about the joy of just cruising in my Corvair Monza while spitting cherry seeds carefully into the wind." See, there's the problem. You're supposed to spit them away from
away
the wind.
Because
if you spit
yes.
them into the wind, they come back and hit you in the face.
Hasn't he heard of pitless cherries?
Apparently not.
Pits in the wind.
He said, "I missed it in the past. If you already read it on the show, the area received my well aimed, or the area receiving my well aimed seed spitting is near Ron's home, so he can thank me the next time we meet. I'm always looking forward to your next show, Lance." Lance, you are a prince of a fellow, although I think you're tasting.
Hope we see you on our creepy cruise.
Taste
that would be
podcasts
cool.
Could use a little work. It's a little questionable, but yeah, we definitely hope you're coming on the creepy cruise. That we'll talk about that a little bit later. But you wanted us to read "Savoring the Pits." Okay, I got "Savoring."
Got any cherry trees out near
pits.
Your house, Ron?
There are a few wild cherry trees out.
Oh,
there.
Oh, now you know where they came from.
No person in the entire world was any happier than I was on that afternoon. There are a few things that bring this car guy more joy than my family and my automobiles. My wife is going to read this, so I have to list them in that order. The family segment consists of the world's greatest wife, as I mentioned, my wife is going to read this, and my wonderful daughter. The automobile on this particular day was a fully restored 1962 Corvair Monza convertible with a Porsche red exterior, black interior, dual carburetors, and an exhaust system that sounded like a tuba being played by the devil.
I don't know what that would be.
Lance has
a vivid imagination.
Yes, I know. Literate. Mr. Nader said that all Corvairs were dangerous, and he was right about the 1960 models, but once the suspensions were improved, the Corvair actually became a true pleasure to drive, especially on beautiful summer days. I can speak to that. I drove a 65 Monza Spider around for a while, and it was just a gorgeous car to drive. We owned a 44-foot 1957 Spartan Royal Mansion trailer that was located in a wooded area about 50 miles northeast of Seattle, just outside the town of Gold Bar, Washington. The population in the Gold Bar area consists primarily of retired lumberjacks and champion quilters.
It's Rat-Rod builders, too, buddy.
Yes, that's right. It's charming, quiet,
and wonderful. That was a while back when he wrote this.
A wonderful retreat from the big city. The trailer was gorgeous. It looked like a diner from the 1950s. The exterior was polished, corrugated aluminum, and in the interior was all paneled in birch and copper tile trim. And the kitchen, if Norman Rockwell had ever painted a trailer, it would have looked like this one. We often spent weekends and vacations there during our 10 years of ownership, and on this particular day, I was going to arrive early. The family would join me later in the evening. Now, while cruising in the convertible, I realized that I had forgotten to bring the trailer key with me. The situation looked like this. It was a beautiful summer afternoon. The surrounding countryside was in full bloom. The red convertible was running perfectly, and I had no key.
Keyless in Gold Bar.
To get in our trailer. I wondered what to do with the several hours that would pass while I waited for my family to arrive with the key. I was hungry, so finding a meal seemed like a good way to fill some of the waiting time. I steered the Corvair towards the nearest source of sustenance, this being the nearby town of Index. There was a general store located in Index that looked like it belonged on the main street of Mayberry, USA. The main street of Index is the only street in Index. It's
more of a corner.
Everything, yeah. It's a wide spot in the highway.
It doesn't look like Mayberry or Duffy.
Not much
either.
Going on there.
No.
The interior the interior of... By the way, if you're listening from Index, we love you. It's just
we
you have
do.
A really small town.
Yep.
The interior of the store featured worn-out wooden floors, a limited amount of barest necessities, and even every gizmo ever invented for the fisherman. Now, I don't fish, and the trailer was already fully equipped with the barest necessities. The store also had produce, so I purchased some fresh-picked cherries. I drove away from Mayberry with enough cherries to feed the entire population of Index and Gold Bar. 9 people, huh? Wow. I was now driving the much-loved Little Red Rocker down the breathtaking wooded country roads. The radio was playing hits from my high school days. They had hits in 1923? I don't know. And there was a big bag of cherries next to me, and I was being warmed by the sun and the knowledge that in a few hours I would be with the two most important people in the world. True bliss was the feeling I experienced as I rapidly cruised into the forest-lined curves while spitting cherry pits into the passing wind. Now, to some readers, this may not sound like the top of the pleasure list, but it was perfection to me. If you were the richest person in the world, doing whatever the richest people in the world do, you were no happier than I was that afternoon. The pits flew, the tuba blared, and I drove for a few hours while appreciating my good fortune. The cherry-stained grin on my face was nearly as wide as the Corvair. Thank goodness I forgot the key to the trailer.
Oh, man. What year was that trailer? Because, you know, he really has a way of gussing things up.
Hang on here. Hannah, it's a 1957 Spartan Royal Mansion. There's a picture of it here, actually. It looks kind of trailer parky. I'm thinking.
Yep.
Very nice.
It looks either
did it have that Formica in there and everything? You
well,
know,
Formica, I'm sure. Yeah, the chrome dinette set was part of the trailer.
Yeah.
It's either a little trailer parky or a little serial killery. You know, I'm not sure. Kind of. You know. Where the place
it's,
you went out
it's
there.
It's like that movie
the
with Lucille Ball, the
trailer. Really
like,
long trailer?
The trailer.
Really long trailer.
Was it the long, long trailer? Yeah.
The
yeah.
long, long trailer.
Yeah. Well, this one was.
Lucy, I'm home.
This was how long? Wait a minute. He said how long it was. Just a second. I got to know. Oh, it's 44 feet.
Yeah, that was like a really long, long.
It was a single. That was a single
probably
wide.
The
yeah.
same
it was an old
one.
Single
oh,
wide.
So
yeah.
it was a single wide. Okay, yeah. I'm thinking the travel trailer. But
No. This was. I'm sure this was.
I had a friend in high school who was a couple years ahead of me, and he was out of high school, and he had moved into a single wide mobile. He had a roommate, yeah. and that was out on Portal Way up near Ferndale, and it was the party place. You can imagine a lot of beer got drank there, but yeah, little single.
See, I think
a
Lance
lot
has,
of single there.
Lance has
yeah.
missed a bet here because he had all this trailer stuff. What's the name of the Hot Rod movie? There's several of them. The one you were in.
Rat Rod Rocker?
Rat Rod Rocker. See, Trailer Park Rocker should have been the sequel to that.
Lance
could have been.
We should start writing one.
I think
right away.
Write that. Lance could
write the script for that right away.
See, he could have been,
I like it.
He could have been the young, handsome guy that hung out at the trailer park and saved everybody, but now he's going to have to be the crusty old guy that lives in the trailer and kills everybody, I think.
Well, what we're going to have to do is...
Lance, I love you, buddy. We're just...
Speaking of trailer park, yes, I don't think that's where you're going to be moving, but for those who do not know, this is a great segue.
Is it?
Well, for me...
We'll find out.
We're gonna
Brady
find out.
Is... deciding that he is leaving the area and he's going to move to beautiful Idaho.
Well, now, so let's just make this clear. I'm not going away from the show. I'll still be on the show every week. We're actually going to do the show on Zoom, which we've been doing anyway. But yeah, it's kind of time for another chapter. So my wife and I are moving to scenic central north panhandle of Idaho someplace.
Yep.
We haven't picked a house yet, which is kind of scary, but it's going to be fun. And we'll definitely be doing...
It's an adventure.
It'll be an adventure. We're taking the dogs and the cats and...
in the cars.
And my razor and some Cheetos, and that's it until we get
But what's going to be interesting is it's going to be now, and then we were talking tonight, Ron commutes way in from this area. He's got a 50-mile commute just to come to make to the show, or 45-mile. And so after a couple episodes, everything's going to be done through the technology of Zoom.
We will be a true multimedia production.
Yes, so people will still be hearing us. But we'll all be in different locations.
Steve will have to buy me and Steve. That's right.
Yes,
Steve
it'll be a lot more work on my part.
Steve
that
will
is
have
for
to buy
sure.
some new technology that doesn't include a hamster wheel.
Oh,
but it'll be nice.
It'll still work. We're gonna have a great time.
We're gonna feed the hamster a little extra.
And but it'll be make. It'll just keep me. Man, I'm gonna have to hit it hard running
you
to make sure everything's good.
You will be just fine. And
it's
by
a
the
challenge.
Way,
it's
we
an
have
an
some
adventure.
Great interviews coming up.
Yes,
no
sir.
Doubt.
The Nathan Lipinski Weekly Trivia Question is next, and put it in park, and stick around.
Do both. You, yeah,
put it in park,
can stick around,
and
stick around.
Don't leave.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go, Fish Stack.
Oh, come on. This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Hang on till right after these messages.
It only takes a minute to find out if you may have prediabetes. And you can do it at doihaveprediabetes.org. But you're probably not going to, are you? Kids, work, listening to the radio. You're busy. Which is great, because busy people can't get prediabetes. Oh my, I read that wrong. They can. Should have worn my glasses. So visit doihaveprediabetes.org and take a short test, because prediabetes can be reversed.
Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Looking for a job worth talking about? Teaching is creative, collaborative, and intellectually challenging. See why teachers have better work stories at teachdfw.org and learn more about becoming a teacher. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
Did you hear the news? Cartoons Magazine is back. Yep, those car-crazy comics from the past have returned in an all-new Cartoons Magazine, featuring some of your favorite artists along with a whole slew of new ones, all working together to bring you an entire magazine filled with one laugh-out-loud auto-related story after another. Bi-monthly issues are available directly through the Cartoons Magazine website at cartoonsmag.com.
I'm jumping in with my clothes on!
Most party fouls are pretty dumb, but if you decide to drink and drive underage, you could lose your license and your freedom. Learn more at ultimatepartyfoul.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Help us if you can. You're an El Camino. El Camino man. Only you can understand.
Hey, it's Around the Wheel. This is where we talk about the upcoming events. And the Nathan Lipinski Weekly Automotive Trivia Question is an incredible question this week. But before we get there, I do want to say that over the past weeks, especially with the pandemic and all the stuff, we haven't been real lucky to have a whole bunch of events, but we took the challenge and created one of our own, and it is this weekend. By the time you hear this show, it'll be a couple of days away. The Halloween Day, Saturday the 31st. If you're in the Pacific Pacific Northwest. This is worth coming to do.
It is.
It is the official opening inaugural road rally that Horsepower Chrome and Rust has put on. We are calling it the Halloween Creepy Cruise.
And that's with a K and a K.
With a K and a K. You could, it's all over Facebook. And if you go to the Facebook page, you'll see the poster for it. So here's the deal. You can decorate yourself. You can decorate your car. It's really cool if you decorate both. Doesn't matter what kind of a car you have. You got a hot rod, that's great. If you don't, come on along in the family wagon. It's all good. It's a Halloween Hot Wad Cruise. Hot Wad. At the Hot Wad Cruise. In the spirit of the holiday. So it's the 31st, starting at 10 a.m. at the Dairy Queen on the Bothell-Everett Highway. There's a map and directions posted on the Facebook page. You can get to see where it is. So bring some friends. Grab some 50-50 tickets. We're going to be selling 50-50s at three different locations on the way north on Highway 9 through the back roads of Snohomish and Skagit County.
Beautiful cruise.
Yep.
Beautiful. And we're going to end up in Burlington at Driggers International Classic Sales. And I got to tell you, there's some video on the Facebook page that shows what Driggers is like. This place is a candy store for car people. It is amazing, and Jerry's going to be there. It literally is a classic car candy store. So there's cool rides in there, a lot of pictures. You might find a new hot rod that you want to take home. That's all cool. Details are on our Facebook page. Go to the Horsepower Chrome and Rust Facebook page, and you'll find the, you know, the Creepy Cruise information. We're going to meet at 10 at the Dairy Queen at Thrasher's Corner in Bothell. We're going to leave at 11, and we're going to cruise up Highway 9. Make sure you get the map so you know where we're going to stop. If you want to meet us at one of the places along the way, that's great. If you want to meet us at Drager's at about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, that'd be great, too.
Yep.
The only criteria is, because Drager's is a business, he's asking everybody that wants to go inside to wear a mask.
Right.
No big deal. We can do that.
Other than
you're not used to it by now. You're not
Other than that, have to say
we
it,
don't require it as far as the other rest
of the
show.
Yeah, I don't care what you do in your car. That's up to you.
And I'm going to have some like little ribbons, black and orange, and then orange ribbons to hand everybody.
That'll be nice.
And just put them in your windshield or your window, tie them up, and they'll
antenna.
Be flapping in the wind.
Yeah. And oh, and the 50-50 tickets, they're $5 each or $5 or 5 for $20.
Yep.
And screaming deal. We will have
a
drawing
to,
for the 50-50 when we get up to Driggers. In fact, Jerry will be pulling the winning ticket, and somebody is going to win the title of creepiest cruiser, because Jerry himself is going to pick the best car. So even if you just join us up there, that's cool. And we'll announce that when we get up there.
Excellent.
So Saturday, this coming Saturday, October 31st, 2020, if you're listening to this in the archives in 2022, it was really a fun show.
It was
a great cruise. You should have been there. But if you're listening now, later when you hear this, see, I'm confused with the timelines. This is like an MCU thing. I don't understand. I feel like Deadpool. Which timeline are we in? So, anyway, let's do the trivia question. So Nathan had a great one, and he sent it to – no, wait, Nathan didn't send it to us. But he had a great answer. The last question, last week was, what are the first successful automobile and the first production automobile have in common, not the same thing? A lot of people attempted to answer, and interestingly enough, or disturbingly enough, nobody got the correct answer. Nathan answered, but he wasn't quite right.
Yes.
So the first successful automobile and the first to offer a production automobile to sale for the public were the Duryea brothers, Charles and Frank. The Duryea automobile didn't last too awful long into the 1900s, but that was it. Next week, even cooler, get this. What was the miracle of the Dodge brothers? You know how to answer. Get to the Facebook page. Send us your stuff. This has been magnificent. Tommy Lee Ring, what a guy. Thanks for joining us from Nashville. For Ron Foreman and Steve Johann, I am Brady Wright saying keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel, your foot to the floor. Cruise on by next week. We got another Horsepower Chrome and Rust set up for you.